The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Follow us on Twitter at LA News Guy. That's twitter.com/LA News Guy. Sunday morning newsmakers with Larry Marino, AM 870, The Answer.
My guest is Assemblywoman Lori Davies, and she is running for the Assembly in South Orange County, and she is joining us right now. Thank you so much for being with us.
Hey, Larry. Good to talk to you.
All right. Everything's by the numbers, but if you live in that area, you'll get your ballot in the mail. And if you see the name Lori Davies on there, you'd like them to just fill in that circle there. But what's the assembly district?
It's 74th. And again, it's South Orange County and also North San Diego, Oceanside, Vista, and Camp Pendleton.
One of the topics I want to get into today is fentanyl. We have certainly seen the stories in the news, the tragic death of an individual at a Southern California high school who thought she was taking Percocet and it turned out to be fentanyl. And it is a serious issue. Let's first talk about what we think the origins are. So I read articles that suggest with the open borders, traffickers are bringing it up, but maybe even China is involved getting it to Mexico. What do you know about the backstory on fentanyl in our area?
Absolutely. Fentanyl, the chemicals are coming from China. They're being created, and then they are going through Mexico and through our borders. And obviously, we have no secured borders, so it is coming right and left. And fentanyl is something that they use to cut other drugs because it's less expensive. But people don't realize that fentanyl is 1,000 times stronger than morphine. And so, number one, it doesn't take much to get someone addicted, but number two, it is so strong that one grain can kill somebody. And so they're making the money here, and they're going to continue to do that, number one, until our borders are secured, and number two, in the state of California, there are no repercussions. There were two guys that were picked up about a month and a half ago. They had 100 bags of 150 pills, and those that amount could have killed up to 2 to 3 million people. We've lost 110,000. I'll guarantee you it's going to go up even more due to opioids and fentanyl, probably about 66 to 70% of it being in there. And now you saw the one girl in Hollywood High School. Again, they're thinking they're getting something else. They're getting, they thought they were getting Percocet, and obviously it wasn't, and she overdosed.
So,
and it's going to continue.
Yeah, I was going to say it's going to continue, and one of the reasons it's going to continue is because the borders are wide open. I mean, the administration, the Biden administration, is not saying the truth about that. When Kamala Harris is asked about it, she says the border is secure and repeats that, but it's not. The video footage of migrants coming across prove, and the numbers that the government itself puts out, the 2 million plus people who've come in, show you that it's porous. And yeah, maybe there's a lot of issues at stake behind the reason, but as long as the border is open, is the story that it takes law enforcement, it takes the Border Patrol off seizing these things and instead has them checking in people at the border? Is that why it's getting in, or is it coming in on these people? What's the story there?
I think a little bit of both, but people are carrying it. It's coming in on boats. I was just down in the harbor. And, you know, people, they think that it's all coming, they're walking through in Texas. They're all coming in California. They're just coming by water, and you're not seeing it. And they don't have the authority to do anything, unfortunately. They can seize the boat, but that's all they can do. And I think we've got to start getting that word out that we're getting criminals, we're getting illegals coming here, we're having drugs coming over here. People just aren't seeing it yet, but you're watching our crime rate go up. We just did a crime workshop, public safety, last night, and we had 100 people come, and we were talking about, you know, different types of crime. Fentanyl was the number one topic.
All right, it's the number one topic, no matter what you think about, you know, kids getting a hold of these, or who you want to blame or whatnot. there's a real problem here. And I understand that you've worked on some legislation to help address at least a part of this. Explain what you've done.
Yes. Well, the bill that we just got passed was AB 1598. And what that did is it allowed testing tools for fentanyl and ketamine, which is a date rape drug, to be available, because right now it was under the paraphernalia category, which made it illegal to be able to make available. Now that we have that, schools can have these testing strips, parents can have a testing strip, you know, we can have them wherever we need to have them. So if you find something or somebody gives you something, you can test them and to see if there's fentanyl in it. And also with ketamine, the date rape drug, which is one of the number one issues we have, especially with young women in college. There are straws now that you can put into a drink, and if there's ketamine in there, it'll turn a color. And my goal next year now is to make these available, make them available for colleges, make them available for bars, you know, have them in schools. And that's the other one is the Narcan, which reverses the reaction of being overdosing. We were able to get that passed last year, so it's mandatory to have two doses in treatment centers, but now schools are actually doing it as well. We shouldn't have to be on this side of this issue. We need to be able to get tougher laws. And right now, if you're caught with fentanyl or dealing fentanyl, it's basically a slap in the hand. And if somebody dies, you have to prove that they knew that there was fentanyl when they dealt it. We need to move this into a different category because fentanyl is really poison. I don't look at it as a drug. It's a poison. And if you look at the poison code, if you are caught poisoning someone in a liquid, in food, in medicine, it's an automatic 10 years. And if there's serious repercussions or someone dies, it's even stronger than that. We need to be able to move fentanyl into this category, and that's something I'm hoping that my colleagues across the aisle will work with me and we can get that passed, because until there's some type of hard punishment, nobody's going to, they're going to continue to.
It is certainly an issue that needs to be addressed, and it looks like you're doing that. And you're also building consensus on that. A lot of times people talk about Sacramento as being kind of a one-horse town. If you're not a Democrat, you don't get to do anything. You're changing that. Explain how you do what you do to get a large number of bills that you sponsored passed. What did you do?
Well, I think, number one, it is about building relationships. And trust me, during COVID, that wasn't easy because they really weren't able to, you know, be around each other. And so just really kind of reaching out, doing Zooms, meeting people for coffee, you know, meeting them for lunch when we had a chance, sitting on different committees and getting to know them and them getting to know me. We understand, you know, personal life. And so it's a different level. And there's also a trust there. And they've got good bills, too. And so when, you know, when they come up with something, especially when we're talking like, you know, small businesses, domestic violence, things like that, I jumped on it because I'm like, I want to be part of that. That is a good bill. And I think that's what they want to see because it's not always that way. And, you know, when I had a chance, I had them calling saying, we really like the bill. We'd like to co-author. So to me, you know, it was an opportunity to show that we can do a lot of good here.
We're talking with Lori Davies. She is running for a new assembly district. Kind of describe what it is, the number and the locations.
Certainly. The new district is AB, which is Assembly District 74. And that is South Orange County. That's Laguna Niguel, where I'm from. Dana Point, San Juan Capistrano, San Clemente, Pendleton, Oceanside, and Vista. And my new part of my district is North San Diego, and it's about 55%. So it's really important that, you know what, I want to be able to do the same thing for North San Diego as what I've been doing for Orange County, making sure that they're informed, knowing so they know what's happening. They're not waiting to January 1st to see all the bad bills that have gone through. Their voice is important. I represent their voice.
And you can take a moment to talk about the race you're in, because this is the season. Tis the season. We're not to the holiday season yet, but we're at the season where we get these mailers, these giant cards inundating us every day with all sorts of allegations. Do you say take those with a grain of salt?
Yes. I just believe in, you know, for me, you have to have, you know, tough skin. And as we're talking, you open up the mailbox and you're like, I had no idea about myself like that. But I just find when, you know what, when you can't put facts out there, when you can't stand behind your record, when you can't prove what you've done and you've got to sling mud, that means that you've got nothing to give and nothing to offer. I believe in, you know what, campaigning on your merit, you know, being anywhere and everywhere so people can hear me, people can ask me questions. I knock on doors. I knock on all party doors. And you know what? We've got to stop putting politics out there and start and talk about policy. And that's what I like to do is say, listen, let's leave the politics at the door. Let's talk policy. Let's talk about the policies, like the different propositions. Some of these that could be definitely, you know, doing you harm or affecting your pocketbook, affecting your safety. It's all about policy and not politics. And trying to put somebody under a certain description, you know, like this, those that have nothing to give and nothing to show are the ones that will be slinging, you know, the mud.
Mm. You want to talk a little bit about Proposition 1, codifying abortion into the Constitution. But a lot of people may not know that it extends all the way to late-term abortions, that a woman could be pregnant all the way up to birth and still be able to get an abortion, something that is not widely supported, right?
Well, and that's what I think is important is right now with Roe versus Wade, nothing changed in California. We have probably some of the most liberal abortion bills there are in the different states. And right now it's abortion up into a doctor decides to determine viability of the baby. And a lot of times that could be 15 weeks. But what the proposition does, and I think that's when they actually put that onto the floor, they're supposed to have 72 hours to be able to put that out so that there's transparency and people can see, you know, what we're going to be voting on. Because of the supermajority, they pushed it through on an emergency clause. And so it was obviously voted into the ballot. And what that does is it's really only three sentences. It says that, you know, Californians have a constitutional right to an abortion as well as contraceptives. And everybody has the right to contraceptives right now. They're available. And, you know, that's something that's there. Nothing's changing. And, you know, and I think that's important. We ask them, you know, what is the date? What is the term that abortions are okay in the constitutional ballot? They wouldn't answer us. So basically, it leaves the door open saying that, you know, late term abortions would be legal. And we know by looking at the polling, 85% of Californians do not agree with late-term abortion. And that could be up to delivery.
Right, right. Well, let everybody know your district number again and your website as we wrap up here.
Great.
Let's do that now.
Okay, Lori Davies, District 74 for State Assembly. You can go to my website at Davies, D-A-V-I-E-S, 4.
Thank you so much for your time with us. Really appreciate it. Take care now.
Thanks, Larry. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
AM 870, The Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.